5. The Sounds of England. The sounds of England. The tinkle of the hammer on the anvil in the country smithy. The corn crake on a dewy morning. The sound of the scythe against the whetstone. And the sight of a plow team coming over the brow of a hill. For centuries, the one eternal sight of England. The wild anemones in the woods in April. The last load at night of hay being drawn down a lane as the twilight comes on, when you can scarcely distinguish the figures of the horses as they take it home to the farm, and above all, most subtle, most penetrating, and most moving, the smell of wood smoke coming up in an autumn evening, the wood smoke that our ancestors, tens of thousands of years ago, must have caught on the air when they were coming home with the results of the day's forage, when they were still nomads, and they were still roaming the forests and the plains of the continent of Europe. These things strike down into the very depths of our nature and touch chords that, with every year of our life, sound a deeper note in our innermost being.